You're listening to Case 63, a Spotify audio series.
For the record, December 2nd of what has proven to be a very strange 2012. Haven't been able to work or sleep for a couple of days. I still feel her near me. I remember everything, her eyes, her expressions, her hands, all of her constantly moving as she told her story, an impossible story. She said, "This is the key you've been looking for. My story is your key. If you believe everything I just told you, only if you really believe it, come back. I'll be waiting for you." She told me her name is Beatrix. This afternoon, I found Marie in my office listening to the recordings of my sessions of Beatrix. She'd been crying, but asked to see her. I was shocked. She had just listened to a story that must have seemed equal parts terrifying and preposterous, but she just accepted it. Like she too was looking for a key. Like she too is needing to figure out what part she's supposed to play in all this. So I said okay. She could meet Beatrix. I didn't say anything else. What would I have said? How do I explain any of this to her when I don't understand it myself? She insisted.
Did she hear all of it?
Yeah. While I was out. She never does this. She never reads my texts or goes on my computer or through my files or anything. Never. You know what she said? She said she felt she had to listen to those recordings. Had to. Please, don't say anything that's going to hurt her.
I promise.
Dad.
Okay, then. I'll leave you two alone.
Thank you, Vincent.
Hello.
Hi. Do you record everything?
My memory isn't so great these days.
I listen to my dad's recordings.
I know. Those were private therapy recordings.
Everything you say, you really think it's all true?
I'm not lying, and I'm not unwell.
All the things you say about yourself? Do you really believe it?
It doesn't matter what I believe about myself.
All through my childhood, I always felt like I was special, like unique, someone with a great purpose. I don't know. I always knew I was going to do something big and important. My mother always told me, when you grow up, you're going to fight to make this world a better place. I know it. And I believed it. That's why I wanted to talk to you. I believe you, Beatrix.
We shouldn't believe everything we hear. We shouldn't even believe everything we think.
I'll decide what I do with what I hear. I'm not explaining it well, but I'm sure this is where I'm supposed to be. For some reason, I know I am meant to hear your story. So, the future.
It's difficult.
Do we reverse global warming?
No.
Has a woman been elected president yet?
No.
Okay, does the world end on December 21?
I can't tell you everything. Well, okay, I mean, there's a woman vice president soon.
That's good.
And the world doesn't come to an end on December 21st. I can tell you that much.
Okay, but it does come to an end.
Everything ends.
What about social media?
Here's my advice. Be very careful what you post online. Everything you put on the internet, big or small, is going to be scrutinized by someone somewhere down the line.
So everyone's just watching and stalking each other.
Something like that. And according to a friend, it gets worse in the future.
Great.
Oh, I'm depressing you.
No. No, you're not. What is Pegasus? Is it like the swine flu?
Yes. Something like that, but on a massive scale. A pandemic in every country.
How does it happen? How does it start?
It's hard to say. Man cuts down a forest, displaces animals. Animals have viruses. In this case, a bat.
A bat start? Wow. Okay. I thought the end of the world would start with, like, an alien invasion or by an asteroid or nuclear war or... Seriously, a bat? It's a little disappointing. Like, anticlimactic.
Yeah, well, we don't know for sure. We just believe that at some point in the year 2019, in a food market somewhere in a city called Wuhan, there were many exotic animals for sale. And that's where the first pandemic began, and it quickly spread across the planet. For the first time, the entire world went into lockdown.
Lockdown? What does that mean?
Everything stopped. Whoever could work from home did that. Kids got their education through screens. Everything went virtual. Everything. Playdates, therapy, weddings, birthdays, all over the world. Streets were empty.
That sounds terrible.
It wasn't all bad, though. There were signs of hope. Small indicators that things might change for the better. Beautiful animals roamed the streets of big cities. Some species that were on the brink of extinction were reborn. Many people moved out to the country looking for a simpler life. I don't know what it all means or what it points towards, but most of the world just put on a mask and went on with it.
Everyone was wearing masks?
Yeah, they were. Everyone was wearing a mask, and I'm not even telling you the half of it. There was more poverty, more segregation, more inequality. Not every government was equipped to deal with something like that. Actually, none of them were. A crisis like that, it showed that most governments aren't set up to help their citizens, they're set up to help themselves. Some people thought the virus was just a hoax. Where I come from in 2022, that was when the first big push for vaccination was coming to an end.
And vaccines didn't help?
No, they did, but only for a while. See, lots of people warned us that we were living in an era of pandemics, but nobody really believed it. Nobody thought it could all happen again. We were all too connected and too isolated from one another. A terrible combination. And so, one random day, the virus mutates. It mutates into a new version of itself, and then it happened to lodge itself into a very special person. Someone who just happened to have something special in their blood. And all those things altogether, it made the virus start replicating itself faster than anyone could keep up with. From that point on, that strain was unbeatable.
Why?
They developed a new vaccine, but they couldn't make it fast enough. The virus would mutate. They changed the vaccine, it mutated again, and on and on. There's only so much of that a civilization can take. 40 years later, everything just kind of collapsed. Nobody had the strength or the resources to keep fighting, so everything ends. It all just stops, thanks to Pegasus.
Okay, so when does it end, exactly?
2062.
2062? I'll be 67 years old.
I was chosen to stop Pegasus within a patient, patient zero. I needed to inject antibodies into a young woman who would take a plane to London. Everything points towards Pegasus being born on that flight on November 24th, 2022.
And you weren't successful. I mean, if you were, you wouldn't be here.
No, I wasn't able to give her the antibodies she needed, so I was sent back to fix my mistakes.
Am I that young woman? I mean, am I the one who's going to start all of this?
Yes, Marie, it's you.
Okay.
Remember, it's just a story.
Yeah, right. I know.
We agreed on that, right? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Just relax for a second. Just relax.
I just need a second to process everything.
Okay, that's fine. Let me just turn this off, okay?
So, I will create Pegasus?
In 10 more years, if nothing changes, yes.
Okay, Beatrix, are you planning to kill me? Is that... Aunt, please answer me.
Plan A was to stop you from meeting a girl named Danielle.
You know Danny?
I know who she is. And I know she's the reason you take that flight to London.
Wait, oh. But that's when everything will happen. The mutation.
Yes. The mutation will take place during that trip over the ocean. A passenger will infect you, and Pegasus will form within you. The future is so fragile, Marie, so fragile. Everything can change at any moment. If people understood the fragility of timelines and how whole new lives could be created in a split second, from a glance or a smile or a turning away, everything would be so different. Someone once told me I had to believe in the future. You don't have to believe in the future, Marie. You have to be the future.
You're saying one person can destroy the world?
And one person can save it. Can you do that? Will you be that person, Marie?
Case 63, created and written by Julio Rojas, adapted by Mara Velez Melendez, directed by Mimi O'Donnell, starring Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac, and Zoe Winters. Executive produced by Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac, and Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by Alexandra K. Brown and Katie Pastor. Sound supervision by Jonathan Roberts. Score by Moat.